All right, so download here on 720 WGN until 11 o'clock tonight. Let's start with the carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Springfield Showdown, T-minus 2 days. So do we have a budget? No. Did anything happen today? No. Are we going to wait till 11:30 p.m. on the 30th? Probably. After the Democrats released a spending plan yesterday, all eyes turned to the Republicans who said, well, how are you going to pay for it? That's when Speaker Madigan was like, gosh, do I have to do everything? Yeah, well, you do. That's your job. Actually, today was a day of action, but not of compromise. The Democrats passed their versions of pension reform and workers' comp reform, and Republicans quickly said they were all fake and not at all reform. We've been down this road. I mean, the property tax freeze didn't even get enough votes. So what's happening? Here are two ways that this thing is going. Are Democrats faking compromise and just taking Rauner's agenda items and passing bills that don't do what the governor asks? Or are the Democrats passing bills that the governor's asking for, but the governor and Republicans are unwilling to meet in the middle? That's But I guess that's the issue. And that's my issue the entire time. You have a governor who has certain reforms and won't budge on them. And even though the House and the Senate are Democrat majority, way majority, so doesn't that automatically mean compromise has to happen? I mean, I would think 12-year-olds know that. No? No. I thought I had it. I guess we lost it right there at the end. Governor Rauner doesn't seem to be too concerned with the looming deadline. He threatened to keep lawmakers in special session past the Friday deadline if they don't get a deal done. Oh, joy. As the state budget showdown gets tighter and more important, the Chicago City Council must have felt the pressure to do some substantive work today, so they went ahead and passed an ordinance to tighten the rules on massage therapy. I know this is really a crackdown on prostitution. I get it, and that's important. But doesn't this just scream of an alderman who got a bad massage and was like, yeah, you know, we got to do something about this. I mean, that oil was cold and hot at the same time, and I think the lady hurt my shoulder. We need an ordinance now. Schools, violence, taxes, they got to go. New priority. Massages. That's my alderman voice. What do you think?
Gavel.
All right, well, we solved it. Violence is fixed thanks to the mayor who ordered the closure of an underpass that connects the lakefront to the Streeterville neighborhood. Some aldermen are calling out a double standard, saying if we close the street every time someone was shot, we would have to shut down 600 streets by now. The Ohio Street underpass connects to a very wealthy area, and the city's move to close it off is a reaction to a shooting there earlier this month. It does beg the question, what's next? If there's an expressway shooting, do we close down the Ike early? If there's a stabbing on the south side, do we just close Ashland from 11 to 7? I guess the big question is, what authority does the city have to shut down access to parts of the city? I guess they can do whatever they want, which, let's be clear, the Ohio Street underpass used to be closed at night. So I don't even know. At a certain point, you're like, when did it get open? And then it became like, duh, yes, I'm getting things done. I'm closing it again. It's almost like someone forgot to lock it, right? I think that's what we're seeing is somebody's job, and they're like, oh, right, I do that every Tuesday. I'm sorry, that's my bad. Still, interesting con, right? I mean, that's a question. Are we going to start seeing things closed down because of crime and violence? Anyway, more important news. New flu shot technology. Yes, scientists say that the shot may be the thing of the past thanks to a new invention, which is a patch. A bandage that you put on your arm like you're trying to quit cigarettes. Awesome. Why stop there? I'm hungry. I'm tired. I'm frisky. There's a patch for that. But even then, you know that bandage is still going to hurt when you try to rip it off. So why don't you work on that technology, big science? In weather, finally a little rain today. I knew it was too good to be true. Although hot again, which means tornado watches, so watch out. In sports, the Cubs had quite a day. Let's start with their trip to the White House to visit the president. Only the Cubs get two visits to two different presidents for the same win, right? Trump seemed giddy to have him, but was I the only one that thought that he treated the Cubs players like little kids? You guys want to see the Oval Office, huh? Would you hop up here and we'll do some individual photos? That's what he said. It's like the Cubs were there because they sold the most candy bars. Trump went on to say that the Cubs were a great team, although after he said, they're doing okay, but from this point out, you guys are going to be great. You're going to be great, right? Motivation. Now watch, the Cubs are going to rattle off 30 in a row. The media said it couldn't be done. CNN, NBC, CBS, nobody. They said it couldn't, but Trump, he knew. Cubs are getting blown out right now. The Rickets were loving it, though, and so was Cleveland Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert, who was not only there but got called out by the president for no real apparent reason. See that guy? That's Dan Gilbert. Then Trump went on to point out others in the audience, again, treating all players like 12-year-olds. Do you know who that is? He actually said, do you know who that is? That's a very important senator. Alvin Amora's like, who? What? And then my favorite part is he said, hold up, I got one piece of business. Then we'll go in the back and slap each other with towels. Healthcare, unbelievable. Going to surprise everybody. USA, thank you for being here. I mean, he wasn't even asked a question about it. It was a very nonsensical moment. Didn't seem like he even knew what baseball was. It seemed like the only thing he knew less about than baseball was healthcare. Of course, many of the Cubs weren't there. Jason Hayward, Addison Russell, Strope-a-dope. Carl Edwards Jr. told us sometimes he opted to do some sightseeing, like he wanted to see the Dinosaur Museum. What? The Dinosaur Museum? What you? Oh, you mean the Capitol Building. Got it. Whatever. Jake Arrieta didn't show either, which I give him the most credit because he didn't show up for Obama either. So, and he didn't show up last night either. So there you go. A little da-dum-tsh. On that point, after the loss last night where the Nationals stole 7 bases on Arrieta and catcher Miggy Montero, Montero threw Arrieta under the bus saying it was Jake's fault, not his. This prompted Rizzo to take shots on the radio this morning. And a couple hours later, Miguel Montero, he gone, cut. So there you have it. I guess he's not going to be leading off anytime soon. Hopefully the absence of Montero and the motivation of Trump will turn this season around. Speaking of showing up, Lackey did show up to the White House today, but he did not show up tonight, getting shellacked. What happened to that Trump pep talk? I thought this was it. On the South side, starting off a little slow for Carlos Rodon, who is in trouble in the first inning. Loaded up, already down 1-0. They won in a walk-off last night. They continue tonight. This is Carlos Rodon's first start of the year. Hopefully not as bad as he was in AAA, but it's looking like it is going to be. Even with the win yesterday, the White Sox are not only in last place in the AL Central, but they have the worst record in all of the American League. So there you have it. Huge NBA news today. Phil Jackson fired in New York at the Knicks. He was terrible there. But hey, not terrible enough to take over for Gar Forman. Seriously, who wouldn't want the Zen master in the front office here in Chicago? I know the NBA hates him right now because they love when a contrarian gets his, but, I mean, is there any better coach in Chicago sports history? I mean, he's got 9 championships. It's crazy. Bring him here, let him screw it up. Who cares, right? What's going to happen? Is he going to tick off Zach LaVine? Who cares? Also, the Houston Rockets traded for Chris Paul today. They're making moves to be a super team down in Houston. There's even word that they have money left over to make a run at Paul George. Now, that's what I call a rebuild. There's no rebuilding in the NBA, just superstar free agents going to play with other superstar free agents, right? Whatever. And finally tonight, inventors are working on a robot gripper to clean up space debris. I guess that's an issue with junk and former satellites and leftover Flaming Hot Cheeto bags in space. Maybe not the last one, but seriously, you're working on a robot gripper for space? How about one for my couch that's super long that could reach the fridge? But I guess if we had one of those, we'd just stop having kids. That's the carryout for June 28, 2017. Hey, sorry for the wait on your order. I'm telling you that it's a problem in the kitchen, but you know what? I just forgot to put it in. My bad. Have a bottle of Diet Right on me. All right, coming up, Mike Fouché is going to be here. We'll talk what happened in Springfield today. We'll also talk about resistance to the soda tax. Also, some moves for public comments at City Hall. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.